Hello and welcome. I'm Charlie Mitchell and I'm going to be reading Gifts from the Heart of the Storm, a book I wrote that was illustrated by Matthew Wiggins. I dedicate this book to all the incredible parents with children who experience the world differently. Children with the unique ways of being, with their challenges, diagnosis, illnesses, abilities and disabilities. Parents can have such different experiences, ranging from crisis and feeling overwhelmed to healing and joy. The emotions on this journey can be varied and at times feel extreme. Parents can feel isolated with no idea of who to turn to or how to manage the ups and downs. My contact details are at the end of this story. Feel free to get in touch for details of free resources and different ways, different levels of support you can access to help you on your way. Wherever you are within your own personal storm, know that this too shall pass and you are always loved. Thank you. From Charlie. Before we start, when we're in a challenging situation, our bodies go into fight, flight, or freeze. This means we're filled with adrenaline and we're ready to act quickly as our body believes we are in an emergency situation. As parents of children who experience the world differently, with different needs, we may have been in a heightened state for some time without even really noticing. Here are three things you can do right now to calm your body, no matter what else is going on. Do a quick scan of your body and notice where you're feeling any tension. When you notice somewhere that is tense, clench it for a moment and then relax it as you breathe out. Start with your feet and work your way up your legs, your body, your arms, neck and head. Stand or sit a little straighter with your head up and your shoulders rolled back and down. Notice how you feel a tiny bit more powerful than you did before. Take a deep breath in to the count of four, hold to the count of four, and breathe out to the count of four, and hold for the count of four. Repeat three times, or as frequently as possible. These three things can take less than 30 seconds and bring you back to the present moment where you have a choice about how you respond and an opportunity to take a step forward, whatever is going on in your life right now. Ideas for making this story your own. You'll find space on the pages, even space within the pictures. Feel free to doodle and colour parts in or create pictures or symbols that are helpful for you on your journey. What images are meaningful for you? Maybe take a piece of paper and write down the words that you would like to read. You can make a story even more meaningful and healing for you by adding your own words. What words would you like to read? There are some reflective questions at the end of the story to help you with your healing journey. And you're already involved in this free online interactive digital version of the book. You can explore the interactive version of the book, including guided meditations and supportive questions to encourage your deeper healing. www.starseedparenting.org/giftsbook. Denial. I slowly open one eye, uncertain of what I will see. No, 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 that's not how it's supposed to be. I close my eye tight shut, ignoring the raft I'm on. I don't want to be here in the middle of this storm. I was safe and happy at home just moments ago. I was enjoying the sunshine. This is such a terrible blow. This can't be happening. I don't want it to be like this. I cling to my tiny raft. Waves, please give me a miss. Winds howl around me. Waves crash relentlessly. Where did my life go, I wonder, as I look out to sea. Bright lightning strikes nearby and the storm rages on. Fear. There's no let up, not even a pause, just no relief. I'm flung here and there by ferocious waves in total disbelief. Wave after wave keeps coming, hurling me high and low, tossed and turned with no control. I have no choice in where I go. I cling tightly to my raft, not sure if it will even save me. How could this be happening? Why won't you let me be? What if this goes on forever? What's next, I plead. I can't take all this uncertainty. I can't get what I need. I long to have a say instead of being rigid with fear. I'm numb and overwhelmed with confusion always here. The waves still crash around me as the storm rages on. I don't want to be here. There must be a mistake. I want my old life back. Is there a different route I can take? Maybe I can make a deal with the storm and promise to be good. Perhaps if I go home and stay there like I should. If I can just survive three more waves, holding on tightly on, perhaps I'll magically escape and all of this will be done. I close my eyes and hold on tight, bracing myself ready. Yet when I look around, I'm still here, keeping steady. Is this storm happening because I've done something wrong? What if it goes on forever? I'm really not that strong. The waves are relentless as the storm rages on. What are you holding on to? What storms are you experiencing? Fury. The movement of the wave seems to move through my emotions. Anger starts to surge through me, as powerful as the oceans. This is so infuriating. Why won't it stop just for a second? So I can catch my breath. I hate you, sea, more than I reckoned. I hate you, sky. I hate you, waves. I cannot believe this is my life. You keep on doing this to me and causing me so much strife. Moon, please stop this the tides. Why did you make them start? I'm frustrated with everything. Why is it my life that falls apart? I start to cry. What can I do? When will all this be finished? Helplessness creeps through my veins. I begin to feel diminished. The ebb and flow continues as the storm rages on. My old life, grief. My old life feels so far away with all the plans I made, the dreams I had imagined and on the foundations that I'd laid. The pain is so deep and the contrast is too much for me between where I am now and where I really want to be. I feel I've lost so much. I wish I could put things right. One more opportunity could really change my plight. Instead, I'm here all alone with only my broken dreams, wishing things were different from these painful extremes. Darkness is all around me as the storm rages on. Hopelessness. No one is coming to save me and I cannot cope with this stress. I cannot save myself and it's all such a hopeless mess. There's no point in trying. There's no way out of here. I can't do anything at all. I'm powerless with fear. I'm at the mercy of the storm. It must be all my fault. Other people ride the waves or even make them halt. Others get out of the storm or don't have a storm at all. If only I'd made different choices. I feel so alone and so small. The waves continue to taunt me as the storm rages on. What's making you feel small? What else is getting in the way? Surrender. All I can do is sink into the truth of where I'm at. I've fought and resisted, and there's no relief in that. Like a drop in the ocean, I suddenly feel so small. I release my iron grip, realizing I cannot force it at all. It's suddenly clear there is nowhere else I can be. I feel pure love for all those times I tried. I see. In this place of surrender, I sit with the joy and the pain. It's all here, allowed to be. It's deep, but not a strain. Compassion floods through my being for steps along the way. I realise they were all needed to bring me here today. I'm present in this moment as the storm rages on. What can you let go of? What needs your love right now? A new view, From the corner of my eye, I see a new shape in the sky, a magnificent bird soaring far above the waves so high, dominating my view with her magnificent, effortless wings. We're both in the same storm, yet this stunning bird sings. For a moment I see through her eyes, waves crashing far below. I know she can hear them, but they don't roar. The sound is very low. The wind, rather than being a battle, helps her fly a little higher. She sees the horizon's pink glow, glowing sunrise like embers of a fire. The clarity of this wider view, the still water, the waves cease. I see the storm won't last forever. I feel astonishing peace. The things I see cannot be unseen as the storm rages on. What if? Knowing there is stillness out there brings a kind of yearning, a gentle curiosity I'd not felt for so long was returning. What if this raging storm doesn't last for all of time? What if life is more than the storm, a life that could be mine? What if this raging storm is only part of the story? What if before the storm is what if the storm is before the calm, before inspiring glory? I start to see the storm differently. I notice the waves have gaps. I notice a tiny shift within me, a whisper of possibility, perhaps. Doom is a little less certain, and the storm rages on. Noticing, I decide to make a little more room for what if to grow. What if things could improve? Wouldn't it be great to know? What if there are opportunities? What if the storm's passing through? What if my life could be different? I would love for that to be true. As I make room for magical what ifs, I look around and start to see tiny details about the waves that before had escaped me. The waves on my left are slightly smaller than the ones on my right. The force is a little less fierce and it feels a little less like a fight. I can feel movement change as I lean left and the storm rages on. Tiny actions. I keep moving left and I notice how the waves transform. I see how to reach the horizon, how to move away from the storm. Left a bit, straighten up, left a little bit more. Monumental effort, yet it feels so true and so pure. I can take some action, not just be thrown from pillar to post. There's still so much I can't control, but an inch, only an inch in my power at most. A new kind of normal is emerging from anger and despair. A glimpse of positivity, finding a way through, feels so rare. I take tiny actions that make the difference as the storm rages on. What tiny action could you take right now? Look up now. What do you see? Hope, a glimmer of hope so small it can hardly be seen, yet the spark has been lit and it makes me feel keen. A glimmer of hope is there, and for the first time in a while. It's been such a long time, and it makes my heart smile. Feeling hope changes, everything changes. I can enjoy the sunrise, the peace of stillness, the waves, though they're still a good size. I found the waves are not all bad, the bright shimmer of the crest, the deep blue murky depths, and the awe of the sea at its best. Everything looks different in the light of hope as the storm rages on. Surprise! Suddenly I see a stretch of land with glorious beachy shore. I'm much closer than I dared to dream. I'd not seen it before. I look around and look again. A little boat catches my eye. It's coming straight towards me. Astonished relief makes me cry. I'm greeted by singing women with smiling faces so kind. They lift me gently into the boat. I cannot believe this find. They wrap me in a blanket and pass me a hot cocoa flask, and swiftly we sail back to the shore before I have time to ask. Life changes in a moment as the storm rages on. Friends, we arrive at the cabin on the beach filled with a welcoming light. We've been waiting for you, they say, in this dark and stormy night. You've been right in the eye of the storm, a difficult place to be. We've been willing you back to the shore, hoping you would see. You simply couldn't see us until you became curious and open to possibilities after the bird helped you see more options. I weep with enormous relief among friends with a thoughtful touch. I still can't place who they are. How do they know so much? It nourishes my soul that they really know where I have been and what it has taken for me to escape, to feel so held and so seen. I settle into this sanctuary as the storm rages on. The next step. After more cocoa, they explain, this journey has another part. What's that? I ask with trepidation, one hand on my heart. To look back at your journey with the healing eyes of love. There's no need, I shake my head. Haven't I been through enough? This deep and nourishing healing can set you free forever. This wasn't the first time you were scared or angry ever. Looking back with love, you'll find new ways to see the past. And then you can be fully present in this moment here at last. From this fresh perspective, new opportunities will appear. You couldn't always see them, and now they will become clear. It seems my journey is not over as the storm rages on. What do you see through your loving eyes? What else could be possible? Exploring. Would you like to try, they ask, or I nervously reply, all right, slowly sipping my cocoa and feeling rather uptight. Tell us about the storm, they ask. It was tough being flung around, no time to stop and rest, afraid and wishing for safe ground. As we sit, they play calm music, lighting a candle glowing pink. When was the first time you felt like that, those emotions, do you think? Hearing my parents argue as I sat on the stairs, I was only 4. I felt so alone and scared, the memory makes my heart feel sore. Breathe deeply and relax, feeling the emotions you felt back then. The emotions are powerful as I slow my breathing and count to 10. Healing can happen unexpectedly as the storm rages on. Softening. Go back to those stairs and sit with her and give her some space. What does she need? Cuddles, I reply, tears glistening on my face. Weeping at the pain of the memory and the joy of the belonging, warmth from the love of the cuddle for which I had been longing. You are the one you've been waiting for all this time. You can give this loving nourishment, helping you to feel fine. Looking back with love at any experience you've ever had, you can go back and sit with that storm no matter how bad. Perhaps it was a long time ago, wherever you have roamed. Each time you go back, you bring a missing piece of you home. I begin to accept all my emotions as the storm rages on. Meeting me. Rather than repeating negative patterns over and over, you're now free to create and your heart's desire comes closer. Can you tell me, I ask, when has this worked for you? Sure, my inner 7-year-old needed nourishing, she knew. It was a difficult time when she felt desperate and alone. Holding her, white light flowed into my heart, changing it from stone. Then we were a circle with many people holding hands. It was past, present and future versions of me, all taking a stand. I was home and finally welcomed every part of my experience. I felt gratitude for each moment that had given me amazing resilience. Unconditional love changes everything as the storm rages on. Courage. No matter how tricky, challenging, paralysing or devastating, I felt love and compassion for each part of me. It was breathtaking. I've always been doing my best. I was finally able to see. The future me is always looking out for past and present me. So what is different now you've had these experiences, I ask. It has changed everything. I'm no longer scared of the past. I know when I get upset about something, I can mostly choose what I will do with that emotion. There is no win or lose. I feel connected to the universe, the eternal nature of life. It gives me a different perspective every day. There's certainly less strife. Courage helps me grow as the storm rages on. What would be possible if you weren't scared? What helps your courage to grow? Creating space. I have ups and downs along the way, but I know whatever happens, I can sit with my emotions. I'm not wrestling demon dragons. No matter how deep they go, how raw or how distressing, I'm with them for as long as it takes. I know they need expressing. At some point, who knows when, my emotions will heal and lift. Into something beautiful, I've been able to see the gift. Even if I can't see the gift right now, I've created space, a safe space for me. To be with my emotions, it's a powerful place to be. I see that creating my own safe space is powerful as the storm rages on. Time. I want to be there now, I exclaim. Unfortunately, you can't skip from here to where you want to be without sitting in the dip. Your emotions need to be felt. You need to learn to love them. Different from yourself. Different parts of yourself. Sitting with the pain is a rare gem. Grief, despair, humiliation, fear, guilt, blame and shame. Joy, hope, delight and love and others you may struggle to name. Healing needs a little dedicated time and space to arise, a little every day, and your emotional muscles grow in size. I look back and see how far I've come as the storm rages on. How can you create space to heal? What plans can you cancel? Resistance. What about my children? I want them to find healing too. They've been through so much. What can I do? Simply be a role model and show them it is possible. Give them ideas about how to heal and show them they are lovable. I remember an experience with my son, they say, when I was so resistant. His leukemia was getting me down and the negatives were so consistent. I asked the universe for help as I went to sleep one night. How can I get this through? How can I get through this? Please help me with this plight. I saw all possibilities hanging in the air from worst to the best. Could I possibly sit with all of these? It felt like an ultimate test. I see that being honest with myself opens my heart as the storm rages on. Openness. They continue, all around me were possibilities in rainbow colours bright. There were so many options that were there, and my heart opened in the light. It felt like my resistance had been holding back my healing, and it also had reduced how present I was for him. It was my feeling. Connecting with all the possibilities, I was now back in the life flow. Not that I could save him, as life has its own way to go. Knowing this liberated me to be present there with him, fully in my personal power and full to the brim. However things would unfold, it felt a powerful place to be. I could then look at him and say, "You're here with me." I'm grateful for the moments we have when the storm rages on. What helps you flow with life? What are the other possibilities? Together. They continue, "We're doing this together. I love you and you're never alone." His little body relaxed. The importance of connection is well known. I knew in that moment so many generational patterns of pain were broken as we fully connected in the presence of now, where only love remains. Not hiding, not running, not afraid, just accepting life right now. is the most amazing experience, even when we don't know how. Connection starts with our own hearts being our own best friend, and then we can connect with others in a way that heals and mends, together with ourselves and each other as the storm rages on. Full circle. I'm grateful for their sharing. How do you feel about the storm now, they ask. I know it's continuing somewhere, and I know its reach is vast. Perhaps I'll be back in the eye of the storm soon, yet now I can see the bigger picture, consistent like the moon. The storm is not the whole story, there is more going on. I can sit with my emotions, knowing help can arrive with a song. Who are you, by the way? I've been meaning to find out. We're a few of the older versions of you emerging with some clout. Possible options for a way the future may unfold. We're here with you, we're here for you with a different view, whatever you behold. Embracing every part of myself transforms the experience of the storm raging on. What are you grateful for? Unconditional love. We're always here alongside you, offering our love, our support you can rely on. We fit like hand in glove. However many storms come your way, you know you're not alone. You can't forget about us now that you've been shown. You're always loved and lovable, and can love no matter what. Your love ripples endlessly outwards from this very spot. Don't be afraid. You have everything you need and more. Everything is made of love, and into your open heart it'll pour. Whatever you do, do it with love, and may you heal many hearts. Thank you for being you. This is where your liberated story starts. I see love all is all around as the storm and life flows on. What reminds you that you are loved? Reflections to support your unique healing journey. Spend some time sitting with different sections of the story and explore the emotions you feel. What do you notice? If you could get a bird's eye view of your life or the storm that's currently passing through it, what different aspects could you see? Imagine meeting with an older version of yourself. What would this older version of you say to reassure you in your situation right now? What is the most loving thing you can do for yourself right now? To get access to the free interactive version of this book with more questions to support your healing, visit www.starseedparenting.org/giftsbook. About Charlie. Charlie has three incredible children who are a constant source of inspiration. They are lively, independent thinkers, and each one has their own unique way of being in the world. One has autism, one has both Down syndrome and leukemia, and the third sometimes gets caught up in the storm himself. Charlie has had plenty of opportunities to sit with her huge range of emotions and use creative self-healing approaches to help her be the best mother she can be. After a significant career as an executive coach, Charlie has retrained in free mind rapid change therapy so she can inspire as many parents as possible to take their own healing journey. Free mind is built on the three pillars upon which success and happiness are built: peace, power, and purpose. It harnesses techniques and transformation that create real lasting change in how people are thinking, feeling, and behaving. Free mind app to support your healing. Charlie trained as a free mind rapid change therapist because she found the free mind approach to be transformational in her own life and in the lives of those who took part in the free mind training alongside her. The free mind approach and app brought a deep richness to Charlie's healing journey and inspired this story. Free mind combines music therapy, sound frequency, sound healing, and meditation and entrainment tools to make free mind experience effective, enjoyable, and engaging. However, it is the unique methodology that transforms music into a healing metaphor which enables people to discover Everything they need is within themselves. This is the ultimate self-healing app. Charlie regularly uses the following meditations as part of her healing. Sovereign surrender, support, brackets healing. Heart, past, relax, overwhelm, calm, gratitude and positivity. The Free Mind app can be downloaded from the Apple or Android App Store. You can find out more about the Free Mind's founder, Tom Forts Meyer, and his work here. www.tomfortsmeyer.com. Thank you. Thank you for using some of your precious life energy to read this book. You can find out more about the support for your healing journey on a self-study basis in a group and with other parents on a similar journey to the one and on a one-to-one basis with one of our qualified therapists at www.starseedparenting.org. My dream is for as many parents as possible with children who experience the world differently to have access to this book. Please do let other parents know that they can find a free copy of the book online at www.starseedparents.org/giftsbook.